welcome to the CBS Eye on Money podcast. It is Thursday, August 5th, and we are here to try to help you navigate your financial journey. And that journey means so much to so many different people. And, you know, the funny thing about that is that, you know, we had a caller recently. We had someone who came on the show and, you know, he made a ton of money, but he was in massive debt. That's okay. Like, I don't really care how you got there as long as we figure out how to get you out of that situation. And this is not a show that is a finger-pointing, judgy kind of place. This is a place where we just help you get to the next better solution for you and perhaps for your family. So if you got a financial question, give us a shout. Our email address, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Our website is jillonmoney.com. We've got a contact button right there. We are going to talk to Scotty the bartender after this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
All right, Mark, are you ready to go to bartending school with Scotty?
That would be fun.
I have a great love of being the family bartender. Do you know what I have mastered this summer?
No, tell me.
The Negroni.
Oh, very good.
It's a very simple drink because it's equal parts, right? So it's equal parts of Campari, of sweet vermouth, and of gin. But the components are extremely, extremely important. So I have been playing around with, like, do I want to do something different than Campari? I don't really like Aperol. Are you an Aperol fan?
Not really.
I don't like it. I don't get it. I know that it, like, everybody, oh, I love it. I don't like it that much. Anyway, anyone has a great drink recipe after you listen to this conversation with Scotty the bartender, let us know. Let's get to Scotty's question. Hey, Scotty, welcome to the program. What can we do for you today?
My girlfriend and I started looking for a house probably about 6 months ago. It would be it's our first house. We've been renting for 7-8 years. You know, like everybody says, it's crazy out there. So just kind of seeing if you have any advice. We've been on a few houses. Our budget's in the $650,000 range, maybe up to $700,000. And we just keep getting overbid, outbid by, you know, $100,000-$200,000. Just kind of see if you had any advice on that.
We hear this from a lot of people, Scotty. I have to say, I'm so sorry. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing in the rest of your financial life. So, for example, how much are you both earning?
We both earn about $60,000 a year, give or take. I'm in the service industry. I'm a bartender, and my girlfriend has a photography business. So sometimes more, sometimes a tad less.
And are you guys putting money away for retirement as a bartender, a photographer? These are, you know, I don't know if this you work for any companies that allow you to have a retirement account, or do you do your own stuff? What's up?
We just do our own stuff when we can. We both have Roth IRAs through Vanguard. I have about $30,000 in mine, and she has less. That's something we're definitely lacking in, which is part of the reason we are trying to buy a house, you know, thinking that will set us up for, you know, a better financial future.
In other words, the house would be sort of a bit, well, let's call it sort of forced savings, because it's harder for you guys to do that in addition to kind of all the other stuff that's competing for your dollars right now. Is that right?
100%.
Okay. So how'd you do with the whole bartending thing? I mean, you were a bartender during COVID. Like, what happened?
I kind of had a year off.
Wow.
Yeah. I worked like off and on, you know, here and there, but started working again pretty hard in January, back to whatever normal is, you know.
Do you guys have the down payment set aside?
We have about $80,000 set aside.
Wow. Holy smokes. That's great.
Yeah.
How old are you?
35.
And what about girlfriend?
She's 36.
Any debt that's outstanding? Student loans, credit cards, auto loans, anything like that?
No, we have no debt. I mean, we have an auto loan. We have, I think there's about $16,000 on a auto loan that we have through Chase. And that's it.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
So why buy a house? Like, you're like free and easy, man.
You know, that's part of the question, part of the reason why I'm calling.
You also have variable income. And I understand that, like, probably for you, you could work a ton, but there's only so many hours in a day, you know, in terms of you and your girlfriend, and the upper range of what you could make is, what would you guess? Like, if you make 120 grand a year now, what do you think is like the upper range of what you could actually make in, like, if you're killing it?
Maybe if I'm killing it, 100 grand a year. And
okay,
he's killing it, probably also 100 grand a year.
So the most you would sort of top it, like 120 a year you can depend on, 200 would be killing it, but you're probably killing yourselves and you wouldn't even be able to enjoy your new house.
Possibly.
So you can't go crazy on just saying, oh, I want to reach. I think reaching would be a very bad thing. I really do. I think that would really put a ton of pressure on you at a time where you don't want that pressure. I mean, look, I hope this never happens, but, like, you know, I think it's unlikely that we get the same kind of lockdown. But what if there is some weird surge? Like, you buy your house, you're like, okay, we reach, instead of 650, we're going to do 800, just, you know, for the heck of it, right? We only put 10% down. And then what happens if we get some weird surge next fall and or this fall and something happens and now your hours are reduced and now you're not making 120 a year, you're making 90. And now you still have that nut that you've got to carry. I know that you want to do this and I get that you want to do this. I would much prefer that you take a deep breath. You say, sign another lease, you know, a year, 2 years, and see where things shake out. Because I think reaching in this current environment is just not a great idea for you guys. Scotty, can you live with renting for another year or two?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't want to do anything that's, you know, financially irresponsible, for sure.
You know, we just interviewed Diane Swonk. She's fancy-ass economist. And I said, so what's your advice to someone who's looking for a house? Basically, someone like you. She's like, I wouldn't buy a house right now. She basically said that. I wouldn't do it. I'm wondering if you can just sort of chill out and you can put more money into that down payment fund. I wouldn't invest that down payment fund. I might do one thing just for the heck of it, which is I might pay off your auto loan right now. Your down payment fund, you know, if you're looking to buy a house in the next year, you still want to add to it. And so you can't afford to put that money in anything but, let's call it, a high yield money market savings, short-term CD. What I would do is I'd take the money from the down payment fund, I'd pay off the auto loan, and then I'd keep replenishing that down payment fund and see where you land in a year from now, or see if you can, you know, score something great in terms of a, you know, a good rental that you're happy in. You know, I don't think you should live like paupers. I think you should be happy in there. You know, I don't think it's worth it for you right now to take this risk on. I just don't.
Okay.
We don't want stress and pressure. We really don't. It's not worth it. And, you know, you're just getting back on your feet after a horrible year, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, totally.
Go forth. Be very, very careful. Let us know how you do with the renting and stay in touch. Let us know if something comes up that you need our help with, okay?
All right, right on. I will, for sure.
If it's a rosé all day for you, if it's a Negroni, we don't care. Take after Scotty. Just give us a holler. Let us know whether you can do what you think you want to do, whether that's buying a house or doing something else in your financial life. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address, askjill@jillonmoney.com. The website, jillonmoney.com. All you need to do is hit the contact button. Try to do something nice for someone else today and maintain that mantra: curiosity, compassion, community. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.